Welcome back to Bay House Buzz, everybody. It is the end of PPE week for our year 11s. Give it up for the end of PPE week, everybody.
Woo!
Love that. You've got all this to look forward to, Lenny. We're going to have some visitors today. The half of them are still in the canteen grabbing some food. But we've got visitors from our anti-bullying ambassadors today who are going to talk to us a little bit about what's been going on for anti-bullying in the school over the last term, particularly focusing on this week, which is anti-bullying week, which is fab. How's everybody else, though? Are you all right? I love that they're just nodding at me literally every week.
No,
and they're doing it on purpose now.
I realised what I did. I did that when you were like,
thumbs up again. So, how is everyone? How are you? You all right, Connor?
Tired.
It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all earned this Friday.
Shattered.
You can chime in, Lauren, by the way, if you want to. I know you won't. That's fine. So, you're shattered.
100%.
Yeah. Which exam do you think went the best? Let's encourage the teachers to listen in. Which one went the best?
English literature.
Yeah?
Yeah, English literature.
You said last week that it was really positive. History for you as well, Chelsea?
Maybe,
right, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I know you're looking at me like that, but
computer science. Well. I know Mr. Lees will be very gratified to hear that. Good stuff. So, Lauren, what about you? You can shout over from the back.
If I don't say how much thrush carry, you're going to kill me.
No, I'm not, because I don't teach you anymore. I'm quite annoyed that these two didn't say
English
dance, but I
think.
So the literature team, well done you. They're all feeling really positive about their exams. Good job. Are we glad it's over? Has anyone got the Spanish this afternoon? Has anyone Spanish this afternoon? No. Okay, cool. Have you just remembered? Yeah, we've got Chelsea giving us a thumbs up again. Chelsea, instead of just giving us a thumbs up and giggling, can you just contribute, babe? Thanks very much. They're tired. It's not going to be a great episode this week, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Sophie, you need to know that while you weren't in the room, I nearly taxed your crackers.
Yeah, she was eyeing them up.
I was very much eyeing up your crackers. You can't beat a Jacob's Green cracker.
Yes, you cannot.
That's true.
You also can't
whistle while you're eating them. Hey, Amy, come on in. Amy's just joined us from the anti-bullying, and you can just hear the dulcet tones of Lenny from the anti-bullying ambassadors as well. Has anyone seen Wendy?
She's in.
I know she is.
I saw her this morning.
She's possibly stuck in the queue,
bless her. But we need to talk about getting this unstuck from the queue. What have you got? What crisps have you got?
Really salted.
Nice. It's classic. They're really good for sandwiches, aren't they? I've got heavily in. There's Wendy. Yay! Gonna pull up a chair, Wendy. Come and sit next to me here. So, classic for Sam. I've suddenly just got into putting crisps in stuff. Good in a wrap. I noticed you have your ham wrap as well there, so, you know, might be worth chucking a little cheeky crisp in there. Anyone else find the crisp sandwich?
Yeah.
What stinky flavour have you got?
Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion, what is that about? You obviously don't like
cheese.
There's
the only cheese and onion flavour I like.
I'm allergic.
Are you?
Yeah.
So it's keeping you well away from one another.
Yep. Right.
Is it allergic if you eat it or if you sniff it?
Sniff it.
Okay. So it was far away
from him.
It's okay.
Maybe save them for later. Good stuff. What is it you're allergic to in there? Now this takes us back to you said onion to me the other day. This takes us back to those autoimmune injectors from last week's episode.
It does,
yes,
I remember
it
that.
Does.
Oh my goodness, we've actually got a link on purpose accidentally by the mistakes. So
oh
last week in Votes for Schools you were talking about should everyone learn about AARs, autoimmune injectors, right? And actually if we all knew about them and how to use them, we'd be able to keep Wendy safe with her allergy. Interesting. So we were just talking about what we have for lunch, what we've got going on in there.
Cheese twist,
class.
I do love a good cheese twist.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where is the best cheese twist from? Because I quite like the ones they're doing in the canteen right now. Co-op? Is that a co-op cheese twist?
No.
Where's yours from?
Lidl.
Ooh, nice. The Lidl's are good.
Lidl Bakery's the best.
Lidl Bakery's the best?
Yeah.
Amy, I'm going to have to give you this little note.
Me?
Yeah. Nodding cannot be seen on the podcast. Chelsea is a perfect person to observe for this because she loves to give us a thumbs up and a nod.
I'm doing it right now.
She literally is. So you do need to actually make noises for the podcast. It's just a weird
also
thing.
Another thing. Thumbs up don't work.
Doesn't work.
I've done that every
can't
single episode.
It. Yeah, it's really fun.
He went like that straight away.
Yeah, he went like that again. They can't see what like that means. Oh, they're not fast learners, podcast audience. They're really not. So it's been a fun week at the Bay House. We've had Odd Socks Week this week and our Remembrance Service on Monday. Amy, obviously, big feature in the Remembrance Service. How did you find that?
Interesting.
Interesting. Why interesting?
Well, me and Robin, one of the other Marine cadets, we did a swap halfway through the march up. So then she was in charge for the service and shockingly it worked.
It worked really well, I thought. So, the rest of us should have been able to, year 11s, you probably didn't get to see it because you were in an exam, weren't you? Did you see a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Nice.
The wind played a very big factor in that.
The wind did play a bit of a factor in that, didn't it? Because we could hear it on the microphone. What did you guys think when you got to watch it?
It was good.
Yeah? You didn't get to see the drone footage. Have you seen it online?
No.
There's really cool drone footage of what the sixth form are doing.
It was very orderly and neat.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. I was very proud of her. Thanks very much, Amy. I'm going to high five from Amy there. I don't necessarily need a salute. I'm not quite that good. But we did have a commanding officer from the Royal Navy with us, which was really exciting. And that really helped keep us orderly. I think that was quite nice for you guys to have that in. It was a little treat for you. And an army officer as well helping us out. So thanks to those guys. Wonderful to have the mayor in. He was so impressed.
He was at my concert the Sunday before.
I know. I'm aware. He did say, some of these guys were at the concert. Yeah. Really, really impressive. Also, our head student speaking, which was lovely. The president of the Sixth Form Student Union speaking, which was amazing. It's really nice to see him getting out and about. That's Matt Crawford. He's fabulous. He's essentially head of all students at Fay Health School, the Sixth Form. So he's quite chose to wear a suit into college for that day, so he was properly attired for remembrance. And it was really lovely to have a wreath laid as well on behalf of students, one on behalf of staff, one on behalf of the community. Did you like Miss Darcy's installation that she worked on? The poppies that were over the tower.
I saw that as I entered because we had really our film study slash the G2 and I went, that looks
lovely. It was like the lights inside G-Box.
That really
made it feel quite nice, didn't it? Yes. So we are going to be banking. We're going to add to that every year. So if you ever want to add a poppy, you can do a purple one, you could do a red one. Obviously the purple ones were for...
I'm out.
Does anyone know what the purple poppies are
Holocaust,
for?
Holocaust, wasn't it?
No.
Good thought.
It was animals, Wendy. Top point. So Wendy, here we go. It was all the animals that were used in the war. So the horses that died through war, the dogs that were used, and the carrier pigeons, like you said. Lots of different animals were part of war. And also just died during the conflict. So when bombings and things happened, they happened over rural land as well as urban areas.
Yeah.
And that killed animals too. So, come along and paint a purple poppy. That's hard to say on a Friday. Exactly. So you can come along and paint a purple poppy in the atelier, and that is a really nice way of reusing and recycling some of our plastic bottles. We've got thousands off and getting some of that off the sea. And also making it was a sort of a tribute to the River of Blood installation at the Tower of London a few years ago.
It's
a little tribute to that, which is really nice. So it's our ode to it. So you can always contribute if you ever want to. Come down, have a little paint with Miss in the atelier, and we're going to add to it for next year. So it gets bigger and better every time. But it was an absolutely beautiful service. I'm
very
really proud
we
of you all.
We won't see it next year.
Really proud.
Will we?
Most cadets.
We won't be here next year.
We won't see it next year of how big it's going to be next year.
Why?
Because we're in college.
And we have a college.
We do.
I asked my mum, can I go? And she went,
it's your choice.
Yeah.
So our sixth form is on Monday for the service. We're actually out the back of the school and they created the poppy. If you do have a look for on our Facebook page for the footage from the drone, the drone followed the parade up the drive, hovered, watched the service, then went up and over the main house and found a giant red poppy on the field at the back. Oh yeah, you think it was good. It was cinematic good. And it was a tribute to everybody who was involved in any conflicts. My families, your families. It was a really important day.
I've got to come down and watch
that. Yeah, you've got to watch it. Get
thank
it on
God for Mr. Marvel.
Exactly, thank God for Mr. Marvel. Thanks, Miss M. Legend and your drone. But yeah, it was beautiful and it was a real tribute. And the sixth formers were all involved. We had our sixth form president of the student union. Amazing, really lovely. And I'm just so grateful for the cadets for all coming in their uniform. For the cadets.
I wanted ceremonials, but...
I know, but it's got to be a democracy. You gotta make that vote.
Robin didn't like it.
I think it's the fact that you had to be in it all day. Because as much I know you've done it before and you'd have been comfortable, but not everyone would have been able to make that choice.
I hated wearing those ceremonials. Yeah.
What cadet service were you from, Lenny?
I was in the band, but I gave up a couple of years ago.
Boom. Yeah, very unfortunately.
I remember actually now. I think one of my first ones I saw you doing it when I first started at the school.
Maybe.
3 years ago. It was a little while.
You started 3 years ago?
It's my third year. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Hot Chocolate Friday, everybody. I might get you to give me a hand reading out some names because you're right next to me, Wendy.
Yeah.
So, Hot Chocolate Friday this week has been a bumper edition as always. So, we've got some names in here as we go down. So, I might get you to give me a hand. So I'm going to go first name only because there's so many this week. So, congratulations on Hot Chocolate Friday. We'll do a clap at the end for everybody. We don't need a drum roll, Connor. Cheers, though. To Charlotte, to Vlad, to Thandi. We'll do the next three.
To Faye, to Pixie and Clementine.
To Gracie, to Sam and Alexandra.
Jess and Sky.
Beautiful. Congratulations to all of you for your Hot Chocolate Friday. Woo! Woo! We sincerely hope you enjoyed your chocolate. We sincerely hope you had a lovely sweet treat there, because actually that's the best thing. Now, you guys are here for a particular reason, and actually Votes for Schools this week was all about this. You guys have had this training recently. It's Anti-Bullying Week. But I think, to be honest with you, every week should be anti-bullying week. It's not okay to be unkind to people.
I agree.
It's not okay. But we've launched recently, so that we're going to let these guys kind of chime in a little bit more. Yeah. We recently launched a new campaign in the school to try and help people understand exactly what bullying is and how to report it. What's it called? What's it about? Talk to me.
Do you want to go?
Stop. Right, here we go. Testing my memory here.
How do I know if I'm being bullied?
Several times on purpose. Start telling other people.
Beautiful. So how do I know if I'm being bullied several times on purpose? Yeah, and if what should I do about it? I should
start telling other people.
Start telling other people. Brilliant. And the whole point of this is to make it really simple to understand what's happening for you. Because sometimes your friend might be a bit unkind to you, and they are being bullied, and you go home and say, I'm being bullied by, and actually they've just been a bit unkind. It's one moment where your friendship isn't working, there's a bit of friction, which is where we've also brought in conflict resolution with you guys. So talk to me about your training. You've had some training recently, haven't you?
I did take a lot of notes on it that I put on.
Yeah, it's on the classroom.
I know, so these guys have got a Google Classroom. I've constantly got notifications pinging up. Do stop doing it.
90% of them.
Particularly not in your
notes. What was the training? One of those two.
I know you've taken lots of notes, but what was the training all about? Talk to me, what actually happened during the training?
We learned a lot about how conflict like resides and how it starts and then how it increases.
Yeah, we were also looking at techniques of how people escalate conflicts, global statements, saying stuff you always do this every time, kind of thing.
That sounds like arguments, doesn't it?
One off.
Yeah, if it's been a one-off argument, but you always say this to me. But actually, it's only happened once. Yeah.
I'm sure, Miss, in class you get that. No, but he always does this to me.
Yeah, absolutely, all the
time.
They
think it's all right because it's happened to them once before. So
So they can say the word always, can't they? Absolutely agree. So how do we resolve this conflict, Danny? Do you want to chime in for me? What did you learn about resolving conflict?
I wasn't there, so I'll take a guess.
Oh my goodness, you
did
that
rugby.
Oh, were you at the rugby? We'll talk about the rugby in a minute. We'll come back to fixtures. I know.
So resolving it, it's like mediation, isn't it? So
absolutely.
You say, right, so you, what do you think happened? What do you think happened? And then talk through it and fill in the missing gaps.
Yeah, absolutely.
To find what actually happened.
And finding the centre ground, the truth, because one person's perspective isn't always the truth. And it's almost like you have an innate talent for these things, which is why you're one of our anti-bullying ambassador leaders. So conflict resolution is going to be happening for our young people across the school. Sorry, momentary pause. There's a comedy value chocolate pudding being opened in the room.
I could do it myself.
Then why are you showing
too
everyone?
Too much noise.
Noise is fine. This isn't too much noise at all. So, conflict resolution is going to be happening. Amy, tell me how we're using this training to help people in the school.
For when we start doing our lunchtime atrium club.
What's that about? Because your listeners might not know about it.
Where every day of the week, it will be a group of anti-bullying ambassadors in the atrium with the supervision of Miss Stockley.
Lovely.
Listening to people's advice or what's happened in their conflict arguments, or if they just want to sit in there.
To try and avoid conflict.
To try and avoid it.
Yeah, nice. So if I've had a bit of an argument with my friend, I can come up and sit with you guys and chill out and have my lunch.
Yeah.
Or if me and my friend, we can't stop arguing, and another mate brings us up to try and sort it out with you. Is that the sort of thing we're talking about?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, you can take, if you're having a conflict with someone, you can both go to the atrium and then the anti-bullying ambassadors will try and help you sort it out. And Miss Stockley will obviously be there to oversee it. And it stays confidential and it starts on the 25th.
25th of
November.
Outstanding. So it's not next week, it's the week after all those start. I know that you guys have been working really hard to sort out your rota. It's not us organising this, everybody. It is the anti-bullying ambassadors themselves getting themselves organised. And that is why they're some of our character champions and leaders in our school. We love it. And Votes for Schools this week was focused on just this very thing. Bear in mind, we don't write Votes for Schools. It comes nationally. So the whole country is looking
horrible
at this now. Was it tough? Why was it tough?
Because half of my tutor, most if not all of my tutor, did not understand how to resolve conflict.
But that's the point. That's okay, because that's what you're here for. You're here to teach them how to resolve conflict. So, really simple stuff. It was more than half, some of them said yes, actually. In the school, the results came out. Do we know how to resolve conflict effectively? So the question was, do you know how to resolve conflict respectfully? Okay. The answers came back as 66% said yes. That might not have been reflective in Amy's tutor group, but in thousands of things. That's reflective pretty much across the whole country. So Hampshire said 60% said yes, we do. And then nationally, 69% said yes. Yes, we do understand how to resolve conflicts, which is great. But for that 33% of our school that don't, you guys exist to help them out. You guys exist to give them a hand to resolve those conflicts, which I think is a really wonderful thing. It's all well and good sitting with a teacher, but actually sitting with peers, people who've been through it or going through it at this moment in time, is really, really powerful.
It's easier to talk to them as well.
Absolutely.
We found that with year sevens, it's so much more intimidating to talk to a member of the senior headship team mm-hmm. than to talk to year tens who have experienced this sort of thing. And we'll have colouring and board games available.
Nice. It'd be nice to chill out activities, just kind of be a bit mindful in the space. Mm-hmm. What sort of board games have we got?
Uno.
I knew it was going to be Uno. I love Uno. Best game ever. But it does tend to resolve in a lot of conflict.
It does actually.
Oh, the amount of times I've hit Kieran.
Okay, let's not advocate violence.
I'm not, I'm just saying.
But it does, so that might be a way of kind of bringing that conflict out and kind of getting that resolved.
Yeah.
Good choice. Drama.
It doesn't have as much conflict as Monopoly.
This is
true. Oh my god.
And we are going into board game season, folks, aren't we?
Yeah.
Board game season's on its way.
Miss Harlan has, apparently she has a lot of Uno cards, so she's very kindly.
She does. She has many decks. Monopoly in our house is controversial. I'm refusing to play because the one game it looked like I was actually going to win, everyone went, oh yeah, we're really tired now, let's go to bed.
When someone else is about to win,
I have to sit up until 2 o'clock in the morning until the game's finished. I think
I'm on strike.
I'm on Monopoly strike.
Okay. I'm not allowed to play Monopoly or Uno anymore.
I'm not allowed to play Snakes and Ladders anymore.
Yes. Last game, we had a power cut, so we had to use this little battery pack thing. And
nice.
Me and my brother, we were playing Uno. He screamed Uno because he won. I threw my deck at him.
See, it can get a little bit heated, Uno.
Yeah. It
can. This is what concerns me about Uno being in the conflict resolution space. Perhaps we need to make sure we use that once a conflict is resolved and everyone's on the nice same page. So I'm not sure
that's
going to chill us out.
Have you seen where loads of people just like pull out Uno reverse cards?
Yeah,
Uno
reverse
cards. In football, I watched a video and it went, a ref
reverse card.
Person and went, you're off the pitch, you just pull out a
reverse card.
That was
a YouTube
that
I'm off your
Yeah, it was.
The card game Monopoly and not the big board game.
Oh, no, it's all about the big board game.
The big board game takes forever.
Okay, pause. We're about to go into Monopoly, into like board game season. Best board game ever. 10 seconds to think. Best board game ever. You can card game it because Uno's a card game. Have a think. Because the season is upon us where we're going to be spending time with family. We're going to be celebrating. We're going to talk about that again in a second because the bell's going to go fairly soon. We're going to come round one by one. I'm going to start with Chelsea, so be ready. Okay. So whilst they're thinking about that, we're going to be launching our hamper season soon. So next week on Monday in Tutors, the hamper collection is going to start for our friends at Jacob's Well. So that competition starts next week. We've also got Year 9 doing their bench ball house competition next week at lunchtimes, starting on Monday over at the sports hall and then up in the gym for the rest of the week. Really exciting house competition run by Mr. White. Loving that. Christmas card competition, which Wendy won last year, I think, coming up, which is going to launch next week as well as a Christmas decoration topper for the house trees. So huge amounts of opportunities to win house points because the shop opens on Monday. So, hide your excitement, everybody. Board game, Chelsea, go.
Snakes and Ladders.
Snakes and Ladders, you've been banned.
I have.
Go.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, go.
Muffin time.
Muffin. This needs explanation, I'll come back to it. Go.
Risk.
Risk, nice.
Uno.
Too
bad. Oh, I thought
chess.
Chess. All right. Do you know what everyone's got really into in the morning at early breakfast club? Dominoes. Not pizza.
Oh.
I mean, fair enough.
I know, right?
I'd have pizza.
We've got Dominoes and Domino Nines, and everyone's literally in the morning sat on the breakfast tables out in the lower hall. Nope, crush hall. I was just sitting there playing Dominoes at first thing in the morning. It's lush. And everyone's had a bit of toast, game of Dominoes. It's lovely.
Yeah, I've seen Sarah and Elsa play it.
Yeah.
It gets a bit heated.
It gets quite heated.
Too.
Games do, don't they? And that's kind of the nature of the conflict, isn't it? It's the idea that when we don't agree with one another or we're in competition with each other, it brings out conflict. And a lot of us are socialising in gaming spaces. Not board gaming spaces necessarily, but online gaming spaces. So there's lots of competition and conflict happening. And that's why we need to learn about conflict resolution. So you guys are going to be integral in this. Thank you, Lenny, for the slides you did for the Tutor slides this week. Hope you don't mind that. I just jazzed them up a touch so they match the presentation. I just needed the information. It was perfect. That's all I needed. So we're going to be looking at our Odd Socks Day as well. We're going to do a post online tonight. We're featuring all the photos we took. That was a weird moment. Can I see your odd socks, please? Let me take a photograph of your feet. There's myself and Miss Delson, head of Wines and Hounds.
You got odd socks on, take a picture.
Yeah, literally.
That's going on Instagram.
Exactly. Yeah. We're literally going around taking pictures of odd socks all day. So we're going to have a little compilation of all the odd sock shots that we got. Miss Summers, head of Monkton House, and Miss Delson, head of Wallington House, were out.
It was Lenny who brought that up, didn't he?
Yes, you did. Yep. Bit more notice next year, Lenny, because it was a bit rushed. Because then we could do a really big thing about it.
I only realised the week before.
Come on, anti-bullying team. This is all about you now. Can't be back on me. So we managed to get odd socks on. It was great to see everyone in their odds. And I have to say, Mr. Stancliffe, did we see his feet?
Yes,
he
did.
He's
actually
got such a big collection of socks. He actually has socks with his own face on them, if you ask him.
Really?
Yeah. They were bought for him as a wedding present by his year team. So.
Oh, very nice.
Fantastic work this week, everybody, guys.
After the last time I spoke, Mr. Stancliffe, he asked me if he was a legend. And I was like,
he just nods and say yes, because he is. He's absolutely there.
Yeah, well, I was having a conversation.
So,
have a quick message with the Year 7s?
You can.
You'll find out soon whether you become an anti-bullying ambassador or not. Bearing in mind that we have had quite a few applications, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, so you'll be given the chance to become allies if you don't get in. But obviously you'll have the chance next year if anyone drops out.
Fantastic, thank you very much. Great message.
Again,
so,
I've got thumbs up though for
sure. Yeah, the thumbs up not for sure. It's not just you that does it, Chelsea, it's fine.
I'm refusing to nod. I've sat on my hands.
You
so
do
I
really,
don't
really well.
Do
so, anti-bullying this week has really focused on conflict resolution, and it has focused on our odd socks on Tuesday particularly. Well done, everybody. Another great episode. The tired Year 11s are off for a very well-earned rest this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Great next week. Bye.
Bye.